This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, Northwestern. The one in Roseville, Minnesota, has made quite a run in baseball to the point where they could host their own Division III playoffs, which means they earned it. Joining us now is their head coach, David Heib. I pronounced that right, correct, Dave?
It's Dave Heib, actually.
That's what I meant, Heib. Did I say Heib?
You said Heib. That's okay.
You can't put that I in front of the E and make it Heib, but you do.
You know, it's the shortest, most mispronounced name in the English language.
When I grew up, we had the Reimer family, and that was R-E-I, and everybody said
yeah.
Reimer. And you know, you say, it can't be Reimer, because he before I, not here nor there,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, yeah, I get it. Dave, first of all, congratulations on a great season. Explain what happened the last few days on your campus.
Well, you know, having the Midwest Regional, or I say actually the West Regional on campus, really a great opportunity for our guys to play at a high level. Really exciting baseball. We played great against some great teams. It was a lot of fun, and we were a run away from going to the College World Series.
Oh.
We lost our last game 3-2 against a really, really strong Johns Hopkins team. So I feel bad for our guys that we lost, but it was a magical season, and we had a blast. And I'm going to miss these guys. We had a lot of, obviously with COVID, we kind of went through the ringer a little bit. But, man, I'm sure glad I went through the ringer with these guys.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what was COVID like for you? Did you adjust your schedule? What happened?
Well, you know, this year, you know, I think every team had some kind of effects with COVID where you had to lose guys. And we had a point, we had 1 week during the season where we had lost 4 catchers.
You're kidding
me. So we had one catcher who caught 6 conference games, and he's our JV guy, and he caught great. I mean, he did a great job. But yeah, we didn't expect that we would lose. You know, you expect to lose a guy here and there, but you don't expect to lose an entire position.
Holy God.
Especially catching.
Well, plus you were coming out of a year all college baseball. You didn't have a season. Were guys rusty? Had they played enough in the summer? Had you had enough fall ball? What happened there?
Well, you know, this year what the NCAA did, which was a great idea, and I'm really would really push for this, the NCAA in Division III, we are allowed 19 weeks of mm-hmm. practice, and we can allow 4 to 5 weeks in the fall and the rest during the spring.
Yeah.
But this year what the NCAA allowed was 114 days, so basically 19 weeks times 6.
Okay.
So that way we could get additional work in with guys, and it was awesome.
So you're able to practice, like if you want to, like say in January, you just want to use the gym and just get your practices in, and you go, I'm going to hit in groups of 4, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. That was totally it. So what we would do is take small groups, and as long as we were practicing in a day, we could take groups of 6 or 8 guys, and we'd bring them in and work them out, and then and then that way I could focus solely on, let's say, for example, middle infielders,
yep.
where I could focus a day just with middle infield turns or working with catchers, working on transfers, or, you know, maybe I'm working with pitchers on pitch grips. I mean, we just switched it up, and it worked really, really well. So it gave us an opportunity to actually get more fine-tuned work in. And, you know, we lost all that last spring.
Yeah, and it's also advantage guy that likes to teach, right? Advantage coaches that want to teach, because that's what it comes down to. If you have that many, those many days, then it's who budgets and who can teach it the best, right?
Right, yeah. So that way, I mean, in dealing with in Division III, you know, it really is a teaching model. So to be able to teach is to really help those kids grow in their baseball IQ and really help them grow. And quite frankly, we have a lot of our guys that play town ball. And I come from, you know, I've played a lot of town ball myself. So
where at?
I played in Verndale,
sure.
West Central Minnesota. So I played there, and then when I moved down to the Twin Cities to finish my degree, I still played a little bit in Spring Lake Park. But yeah, that takes it back a few years, though.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I played a lot of town ball in my life, but down in Gaylord and in Roseville, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's a great way. So one of the only sports that you can really extend your playing career in Minnesota is that. Now people don't realize, I mean, because we're in the upper Midwest and North, it's very seldom that a team makes it to the College World Series in Division III. So to come within a run, a game, 3-2 to loss to Johns Hopkins today to go is incredibly significant.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, and these guys have come so far, and that's, there's so much to, you know, the players that we have on this year's team. We have 11 seniors, and, and of those 11, five to six of those guys started as freshmen, and we had gone through kind of a rough stretch back in 2017, 2016. We kind of went through a rough period, and, we really need these guys to play, and they really grew, you know, in that freshman year. And the next year, they grew a little bit more, and, you know, obviously last year we didn't have, but this year we were able to go to Kansas City, and we played four games against Northwestern College out of Orange City, Iowa, and every game, we played four games against them, and every game they got better. And it was like, at that point, I really felt like, I think we got something special here.
And one of the few times that Northwestern plays Northwestern.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's the only time that I've been at Northwestern for 32 years. It's the only time that we've ever played them. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity.
The other thing that you've got going for you, and I was looking at our highlights for TV tonight, is you've got a beautiful ballpark, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the complex is ridiculous. Yeah, it's the kind of the new car smell kind of thing, you know. The complex is 7 years old, and it's, you know, our grounds crew does an incredible job taking care of it, and it's a great venue and gives us an opportunity to play and it's pretty nice to get out there. Yeah, I think anybody who really likes to collect ballparks.
Yep.
You know, like to be able to go, it's like our place has to be a place, you know, it's got to be on the bucket list. I mean, it's an incredible facility, not just the baseball. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, with the, you know, the whole complex is incredible.
It is. I was out there speaking for Brad Ryder this winter, and I've been there before, but I mean, your athletic ability is adjacent to all the fields and the gymnasium, and it's the weight room, and it's just a cool, cool setup, the whole campus is. So, Dave, hey, I appreciate it very much. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Max.
You bet. Dave Heap, head coach, Northwestern. They lost one game away from the College World Series.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.